Over the last decade, women have switched to making much healthier choices at the seafood counter. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham in for Rebecca Williams. So let's talk about fish. First, I want to make it clear, fish is healthful food, but fish can contain traces of mercury, some fish more than others. And to make sure you don't consume too much of that toxin, you need to know what fish have heavier loads of mercury. Why? Well, mercury is a toxic contaminant that can cause neurological damage. For women who could have children or who are pregnant, too much mercury could mean developmental problems for their babies. So when the EPA found national surveys indicated mercury levels in the blood of women across the nation were falling, they were pretty happy. Elizabeth Sutherland is director of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Science and Technology.
About every 2 years, the CDC does a study of mercury in women's blood levels, and we saw a real drop between 2000 and 2010.
A 34% drop. The EPA has been arguing with the seafood industry and the Food and Drug Administration, who say that making a fuss about the mercury levels in fish would unnecessarily scare women away from a good source of protein. Turns out, women are a little smarter than the FDA and the seafood industry thought they were.
People did not reduce their fish intake. So it has to be, if they're eating the same amount of fish but now getting less mercury, that they have switched to fish with lower levels of mercury.
That happened after the federal government and state governments started issuing fish advisories about mercury in ocean fish and inland lakes fish. Some news media also started covering the issue in greater depth. Women started asking more about the fish they plan to eat at the seafood counter. Jeff Ewing is the meat and seafood team leader at Plum Market in Ann Arbor. He's one of the people who'd help you at the counter.
The most common question is, which fish are high in mercury? You know, just right off the bat, out of any fish.
What kind of guidance are you able to give them?
We give them the large generalizations where high mercury fish are going to tend to be your large predator fish that are higher up on the predatory scale, fish that have a long lifespan, and those commonly tend to be your fish that are migratory fish, that have large bloodlines that eat and gorge a lot of food before they make long swimmings, tuna fish, swordfish, shark, things like that.
There's more specific information available from the Michigan Department of Community Health about ocean fish and Great Lakes fish. Ewing says, just like his study found, people have not given up fish altogether because of these mercury concerns.
The overall consensus we get from people is that they want to be eating fish because they know it's a healthy protein, they know it's a lean protein, and they know it carries a lot of the healthy fats, the omega-3s and that. So the inquiry does go more along the lines of what is a high mercury fish as opposed to a low mercury fish.
So apparently women are getting the word. At the EPA, Elizabeth Sutherland says they can't definitely say that the outreach efforts by the federal and state governments, all those fish advisories, actually caused this change in the way people buy fish.
I can say that there's a good chance that they could have learned about this from the EPA-FDA advisory because of the extensive outreach that we conducted.
It's not all good news, though. People who are subsistence fishers, people who fish in order to have enough food on the table, still have higher levels of mercury in their blood. This can affect women and the children they bear. It can also cause short-term memory problems for men. Also, the mercury levels in the fish themselves don't appear to be any lower than they were a decade ago. Some of that mercury is in the environment naturally. Some of it also comes from burning coal. That's the main source of mercury contamination in fish in ponds, lakes, and the Great Lakes. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.